USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The NYPD will deploy thousands of uniformed police officers to Times Square on New Year's Eve to keep millions of revelers safe. NYPD Commissioner Dermont Che on this year's celebration.
This is how we carry out our shared mission of delivering the safest and most enjoyable event possible, up to and including the drop of the ball in Times Square. I can tell you that we currently have no specific credible threats directed toward any of our events.
Bad weather is hindering the search for a missing helicopter in Hawaii. The Coast Guard has been searching for the aircraft since last night after it failed to return from a tour. There were seven passengers on board, and the chopper has an electronic locator inside, but so far no signals have been received. In your final numbers on Wall Street in the holiday-shortened week, the Dow gained 23 points to finish at 28,654. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
As Nancy Pelosi continues to hold the articles of impeachment hostage from the Senate, lawmakers are clashing over the format of that Senate trial. Republican Congressman Guy Reffenthaler of Pennsylvania says,
"Let Nancy Pelosi hold the articles of impeachment, because the longer this drags out, the more swing voters and independents are coming to Republicans in droves. And I know some people think it's a bold statement, but I really do think we're going to take back the House in 2020, and I think that President Trump is going to win."
More than three-quarters of people plan to return at least one of their Christmas gifts this year. One in five plan to return more than half, according to a survey by online retail platform Oracle. Heatha Herzog is a retail analyst, and she has some tips for you if you need to return a package.
If you go earlier, people are more willing to help you out, and there's going to be more of a chance that you can get what you want. There's going to be more stock in there. Everyone's going to be going out to return things today and over the rest of the week into the weekend.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
According to a new poll conducted by CNN, 76% of Americans say the economy is very good or just plain good, and a stunning 60% of large and small business owners in a recent CNBC poll say they approve of President Trump's job performance, which that's an all-time high. A lot of this goes back to the tax cuts that President Trump signed into law 2 years ago. Stephen Moore was one of the architects of that tax cut. He joins Fox News and says,
"You know, we're proud of the way this tax cut has worked out. When Larry Kudlow and I and others were putting this plan together for Trump, he was always talking to us about how are these going to impact middle-class workers. And the whole idea was to cut taxes for American businesses. This is an unapologetic pro-business, pro-American business president. And it wasn't just for corporations, by the way. It also affected 27 million small businessmen and women who run the great companies of America, these small businesses."
And as far as raising taxes, Moore believes?
"And the idea of raising the taxes back up on these businesses, I think would be really devastating for the U.S. economy.
Right.
If you go back to where we were, just one last thing, if you go back to where we were pre-Trump, the United States had the highest business tax rates in the world. That's why we cut them. We said we can't compete with China and Mexico and Europe and other countries if we're at a 40% tax rate and the rest of the world's at 20. It's just the math didn't add up.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.